Once the electrode is securely in place without compressing the vessels, but tight enough not to allow displacement and movement, a specially designed instrument is used. The bears start to move in October, when longer nights chill Hudson Bay and snow starts to fly. Imagine you're looking for romance at a party full of strangers. You're nervous. Who are these people? How do you strike up a conversation? Fortunately, you've got a gizmo that beams energy at microchips in everyone's name tag. Insulin is delivered through a thin, clear plastic tube that ends in a small tip called a cannula. The tube connects and disconnects quickly. So how did the first Americans get here? They probably traveled along the coast. Perhaps a few hundred people hopping from one pocket of land and sustenance to the next, between a frigid ocean and a looming wall of ice. To many, there is nothing quite so frightening as the idea of a sea monster. Unlike T-Rex and other dinosaurs, which we know went extinct, our minds conjure up the fear that they might still lurk beneath the leaden cloak of the oceans. But this remarkable man was destined to become far more than just a simple-minded, lice-infested Nordic barbarian. Well, in the words of Professor Marty Fibblewitz,
"If you ask me, this Bjorn Brome fella was a complete and utter
genius.